Daily Light, May the 12th, Morning. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. In this the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Oh, beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. 1 John 4:7 and Romans 5:5, Romans 8:15-16, 1 John 5:10, 1 John 4:9, Ephesians 1:7, Ephesians 2:7, and 1 John 4:11. Daily Light, May the 12th, Evening. Reproaches have broken my heart. Is not this the carpenter's son? Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon? He casts out demons by the prince of demons. We know that this man is a sinner. He is leading the people astray. This man is blaspheming. Look at him, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher and the servant like his master. For this is a gracious thing when, mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed. Reproaches have broken my heart. Psalm 69:20. And Matthew 13:55, John 1:46, John 8:48, Matthew 9:34, John 9:24, John 7:12, Matthew 9:3, Matthew 11:19, Matthew 10:25, 1 Peter 2:19-23, and 1 Peter 4:14.